Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And with your spirit. And good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here this morning, for bracing the wind and the rain to be here. A word of welcome also to our brothers and sisters, families and friends who are following us through television, the radio, and internet. We gather here asking the Lord, like Bartimaeus, asking God to help us to see, that we might be able to see God clearly in our lives, who are constantly journeying with us in our daily struggles. As we prepare ourselves and to celebrate this most holy Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins, our faults and failures, and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord,
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase our faith, home, charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
They come back with a song, bearing their sheaves. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifice for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. And so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. Last week's gospel, we hear St. James and St. John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus without being summoned, without being asked, and demanded that they want to sit at Jesus' right and his left when he enters into his kingdom. They wanted power and prestige without knowing what they're asking for. Bartimaeus, on the other hand, knew exactly what he needed. He was among the sizable crowd with Jesus, with many people being there, and all of them could see with their physical eyes, but they were blinded spiritually. Bartimaeus, on the other hand, could not see physically, but he could see Jesus clearly, spiritually. For of all the people there, none recognized or realized who Jesus was, the Messiah, except for the blind man Bartimaeus, who realized that Jesus indeed is the Messiah, the one who was sent into the world to preach the good news to the poor, who made the deaf hear, the mute speak, and the blind to see. So he believed that Jesus can heal him. So when Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" he said, "I want to see." For he had been sitting in darkness all his life, crying out to others who would help him. Perhaps we are like Bartimaeus that way. Although we can see physically, but like Bartimaeus, we do sit in darkness sometimes, crying out to God, "Lord, Son of David, have pity on me." We clean the house every day, and when we have finished, we look back, and the dirt does already settle on the other side. We're cooking for our families, and yet we're thinking of what we should be cooking tomorrow for them. It seems like it never ends. And so we sit in darkness sometimes, crying out to God, "Lord Jesus, have pity on me." When we were young, our family were young, we were important because our children, they need us, they want us. Now that we grow older, they too have grown older, they have left home, have a family of their own. They don't come by anymore except when they need you for something, or maybe for holidays. And so you are alone by yourself, sitting in the darkness, crying out to Jesus, "Son of David, have pity on me." You go to work. You're glad that you had a job in this economy, but you don't feel too good because it's a dog eats dog world out there. And the company you're working for, perhaps they are shady, doing immoral and ethical things. You can't speak up because you need your job to feed your family for security. And so you get the paycheck each week or every other week. You don't feel good about it. "Lord Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." You're married. It was a good marriage, but sons, for some reason, has faded. You don't want a divorce. You don't believe in it. And the children need you. But it's one of coping, arguing, fighting, and dying. You don't know what to do. Your spouse won't go to marriage counseling. So we're sitting in the darkness crying out, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. St. Mark the Evangelist perhaps had us all in mind when he recounted the stories of Jesus and Bartimaeus, who cried out to Jesus, although he was blind, but he could see very clearly that Jesus was the only one who could save him. And so, although sitting in darkness every day, begging for all this generosity, today he didn't beg for money. He begged for something much more important. He cried out to Jesus, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. We should imitate Bartimaeus. That is his prayer. The first solution to seeing Jesus is prayer. But then people rebuked him. Be quiet, you don't know what you're talking about. He was the only one who knew what he's talking about, yet people told him not to say it, not to pray it. So we too in our lives, as we encounter problems, difficulties, we too might run to God to pray, but our friends might rebuke us, might tease us, saying, God doesn't care. You think God really answers your prayers? We should imitate Bartimaeus, who cried out all the louder, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. We too should be persistent in our prayers. Don't stop. Don't let others stop us from praying. And then when Jesus heard Bartimaeus, he called him. And Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, went over to Jesus. Now, throwing off the cloak has a very significant meaning. For a person who was blind, that was his only source of warmth at night, of comfort during the day. It was his security blanket. And yet he stood up, threw it off his back, and he went over to Jesus. So we too in our prayers, we should not pretend and babble on with all our words. No false promise, no broken vows. Just came to Jesus as Bartimaeus did. Free of everything, detached himself from everything, let go of everything. We have to be empty in order for God to fill us. So that's what Bartimaeus did. Came over to Jesus and Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And in all his simplicity, he told Jesus exactly what he wanted, what he needed. Lord, I want to see. We too in our prayers, we should be able to humble ourselves before God and telling him exactly what we needed. Not a bad plan for those of us who want to see God. Pray, be persistent, emptying ourselves, and humble ourselves before God. We do all those four things that Bartimaeus did, we too will see God. Last week, James and John came to Jesus. We want to sit at your right and your left. They wanted the crown, but not the cross. They wanted the glory, but not the commitment. They didn't see. Bartimaeus today came to God in all his humility, emptiness, and faithfulness, and he saw. We ask the Lord to help us to imitate Bartimaeus in his attitude and spirit, that we too might see God in our daily lives and struggles. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made, for us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess for baptism for forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord has indeed done great things for us, filled us with joy. Let us remember everyone who is in need today.
For the Holy Church of God, that we may be a healing presence to all people of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all priests may be strengthened in their vocations, and that all the faithful may support their priests with prayers, gratitude, and active collaboration, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the young people of our parish, may they trust in God and see life with the eyes of faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died, especially Beatrice Castillo, may know the peace of the heavenly kingdom and see God face to face in the company of the angels and saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Annette Tobiah, Carmen Armendais, and Betty Helsher, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of goodness, you have indeed filled us with joy at the works you have done in our world. Hear these, our prayers, and graciously grants them, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world, and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image, and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. To ruin your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works, through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence will rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather you yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word.
Thank you.
announcements. The first is a big thank you to all of you who have been contributing and praying and supporting the Remisel. We did really well this year. We sold over $12,000 worth of rummage. So we will have those money to help maintaining the church. You can see the paints are all peeling off inside the church. We will do that next to build, hopefully, which is spot treated. If not, we have to paint the whole church itself. And also the Catholic daughters will be passing out white ribbons after Mass to fight against immoralities and pornographies in our society. So remember to pray against that. And also next Sunday is daylight saving times. Please turn the clock back 1 hour. Otherwise, you'll be here at Mass either too early or too late. So make sure that you turn it back. And last but not least, we are on the ministry recruiting period the next month or so. Today we have Mary Christmas, who will be here to talk about the lectures. So, Mary.
The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Good morning. I am Mary Christmas. I've been proclaiming the scriptures.
Hello.
Here at the cathedral.
I'm Father Han Pham, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.